Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dr. Ben, welcome back.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.
Well, you're in Atlanta tonight, right, with other Trump surrogates, not in the studio. So what's your sense going into tonight's debate, Dr. Ben? And you've been in these debates with Trump before.
Well, I think Trump's feeling very confident. He's not going to lose his cool. He's going to talk about the facts. And Biden's going to try to get away from the facts. You know, obviously, he doesn't want to talk about what he has done, what his accomplishments or lack thereof are. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering, well, which Biden will it be? But it doesn't really matter which Biden it is. It could be Einstein. Einstein would have trouble justifying his policies. The key thing here is if Trump can keep focused on what the accomplishments are, and what the effects are for regular American people. What do you feel now when you go to the grocery store versus 4 years ago? When you go to fill your gas tank, when you open your bills and you see the utility bills, does it feel better? Does it feel worse? Do you feel safer on the street? Do you feel safer going downtown to a restaurant? You know, ask yourself all of those questions, and he keeps needs to keep bringing it back to that. Because that's what it's really all about. It's about the people. It's not about some sophisticated algorithm. It's about what do you feel today.
That's beautifully put. And also, it gives him the off-ramp, the moderators on CNN. I'm not sure if – I can't imagine they would come after you, that you've ever had a dust-up with them. They're going to try to dwell on January 6th and the election of 2020 and the aftermath of it. What you and I just were talking about, though – gives Trump a chance to say whatever he wants to say briefly and then proceed to this theme. Here's what I did. Is that better or worse than what you're getting with President Biden? I'm here for the American people. That gives him a way to just pivot back to what this is about.
Absolutely. When they bring up, you know, January 21, you can say, speaking of that, what were you paying for interest rates then? Was it a better chance of you buying a home at that time? Mm-hmm. What was your grocery bill then? You know, just throw it right back in their face.
Well, you know, I like that. That's an even finer point to not just say, do the exact date to kind of take some of the stuff out of this. So what is your role tonight in Atlanta, Dr. Ben? Are you going to be in the spin room? What are you doing there tonight?
I'm doing a ton of interviews with different media, and I will be in the spin room, absolutely.
So have you, your experience, I have experience with Jake Tapper. He's a Philly guy, used to come on with me. Dana Bash, not so much. Your experience with the two of them, what do you think they do tonight?
They will try very hard to be fair, but I don't think it's in their DNA. I don't think they will be able to be fair. I seriously doubt that they're going to ask Joe Biden difficult questions like, why is it that all of a sudden you're interested in the border and in doing things to stop people from coming over here when you did everything possible to reverse the effective policies that existed before? And why we have 15 million people that we know of who've crossed the border illegally? Would they? You think they would ever ask him a question like that?
No, no. And look, if they want to be on tough on Trump, I'm fine with that, of course, if they're tough on Biden. And to your point, I think 80 million plus are going to watch it tonight. And I think, say, 10 million of those probably are not following this like our listeners and you and I are over the course of time. So they think Biden has been, maybe they think he's been enforcing the border all along. The job of the moderators is exactly what you said, to show the timelines here on President Biden.
Well, you know, the job of the media is supposed to be to enlighten the people, to tell them what's really going on. It's the reason that the press is the only business that's protected by the Constitution. They're supposed to disseminate unbiased information. When they don't do that, they put their thumb on the scale, it distorts the entire system. And that's one of the reasons that we're having the trouble that we're having now. The American people, for the most part, have common sense. And when they're working with the real facts, they can come up with the right answers. But when they're fed the wrong stuff, stuff happens. And one of the things that happens in every nation before they turn into a Marxist direction is you dumb down the population and you keep information from them and you have them subservient to the government. And that's what's starting to happen in our country. Donald Trump represents the antidote to that, and they know it. And that's why they don't want him in there. That's why they've thrown everything, including the kitchen sink, at him to try to sink him. But it's not working.
No, not at all. Dr. Ben, who is it? Because, again, we're getting down to what Trump has captured, the base of Trump support, and those that never are going to vote for Trump. In your mind, is it suburban women, Republicans coming home, and this approach doesn't have to decimate Biden tonight? Biden can do it himself. I think he's broken through with Black and Latino voters. He's going to get a bigger share than the average Republican. But who do you think, in your mind, should be in Trump's mind to try to reach tonight?
Well, you know, Trump has a philosophy that a rising tide lifts all boats. And he doesn't really spend a lot of time dealing with identity politics and with special groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think everybody's coming to him. Across the demographics, it's more apparent with Blacks and Hispanics and some who have traditionally not been there. But every group is feeling the pain, and every group is remembering what happened, and we have a unique position of having two administrations juxtaposed right next to each other, so you don't have to think back very far in terms of comparing them.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think everybody's coming across. This is what our founders intended when they put the final solution in the hands of the people. They knew we would get to this point at some time, and we would have to do that. But the people have to be responsible with their vote.
Absolutely.
They have to know who they're voting for. Don't just look for the name that looks familiar. Know who these people are. And the people also have to insist on integrity. Don't accept it when they say you can monitor this voting facility, but you have to do it from way over there where you can't see what's going on. Don't accept it when they say the signatures don't have to match. Yes, they do have to match. Don't accept it when 1,000 ballots come from the same address. No, that's not appropriate. And if you keep accepting this stuff, they keep doing it.
Exactly. Dr. Ben, have a great night tonight. We'll be watching. Thanks for the visit today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.